Griswold boys basketball featured a season of growth. This team was able to battle throughout the season with a main core of six players, and only six players, due to eligibility issues. But those players were able to maintain control and earn a few firsts for the Tigers. One of those firsts was a 52-51 key win over Sydney for the first time since 2007. Matt Spinango was proud of how his boys were able to fight through every game this season, and came in with the mentality to put everything out on the hardwood.
You know, overall, I'm proud of the effort that the boys gave. We had a tough road ahead of us this year because of just purely on the numbers side of the house. We played essentially a nice win there at Sydney. The first time we'd beaten Sydney, and actually I think it's the first time we'd beat them there. Then we had some eligibility issues with some of the student athletes that really put us in the hole a little bit. We fell down to six guys to hold the ship afloat, and it's very difficult to win games with only six boys.
Three players earned Corner Conference All-Conference honors this season. Bodie Wyman, who averaged 11.1 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 2.4 steals per game, earned first-team All-Conference. Peyton Cook was named a second-team All-Conference while averaging 11.6 points and 4.2 rebounds per game, while Hogan Hook was named as an honorable mention, averaging 8 boards and shooting a team-high 41.3% from the field. Out of six players for the Tigers, it is an impressive feat to feature half of your team as All-Conference members.
You know, I mean, out of the six letter winners that I had, three of them got All-Conference awards. Bodie Wyman, first-team All-Conference. Peyton Cook, second-team All-Conference. And Hogan Hook got an honorable mention. I mean, you know, that says a lot about the team. I mean, we had some really tough games where we were up at halftime. We'd just get wore out. I mean, that's simple. I mean, you're running five guys, six guys, an entire game. You know, you're going against different presses, different looks, that kind of things. You know, and like you say, you get in a little bit of foul trouble. Yeah, you're still playing 100%, but at the same point, you got to be careful because you can't foul out. It makes for a very tricky situation for sure.
This Griswold team continued to battle through their ups and downs while staying competitive through every single game. With such a young team, Griswold will be returning every player who hit the floor this year. While young, Griswold will need to look to improve this offseason by hitting the floor, gym, and even just getting out to play other sports to stay in good physical shape for the next basketball season.
Like I say, I think the boys worked hard, and even for the boys that dealt with some eligibility issues, all of those boys stayed with the team, even through the ups and downs. They still worked out with the rest of the team, you know, and they came back at the end of the year. We still stayed competitive throughout the year. And the best part about it is we don't have any seniors on the team this year. These boys should be extremely tough next year. But in order for them to be better than just okay, or be better than just competitive, is those boys have got to do something during the off season, get mixed up in some different leagues, even if they're just going and playing against their friends from other schools, you know, picking up that basketball and taking that one next step forward to improving as a team, because the more that they work together, the better off they're going to be.
Griswold finished the season with a 5-16 record while sitting at 3-9 in the Corner Conference. The best record since the 2020-21 season. Coach Spinango thanks the Griswold community for all the support this season. I'm Zach Catlins, reporting.